Hey, my friends, welcome to the worldwide broadcast of the Ted and Austin Brower Show, bringing you the latest world news and health research. Hope you guys are having a terrific day, as always, and some updates on the website to make sure we can make it as easy as possible for you guys. And I appreciate the continued support and the feedback on the website as we continue to roll it out. And I told you guys the old one's pretty much going to be transferring into the new one tomorrow. So healthmasters.com, Team Health Masters will all be the new site, making it much, much easier to consolidate everything, including the sales, the specials, the packs, the show. Because as you've seen right now, put this on camera four. You guys can see up here, I made it super easy to cross-reference back and forth. So the podcast button right at the top here, you click that. That goes to the Brower Show. We have the podcast. You've got Angel Wars. You've got all these different platforms up here, including Contact Us if you want. You go to the far right, Shop Supplements. Takes you right back here. And, of course, again, you have the contact button up at the top with all the information to get a hold of us right here, including the 1-800 number and a whole host of other stuff. Articles, you can go here with all the daily news updates. We have all the articles that we cover right here on each show.
Got to go slower.
I'm going to slow it down.
You're moving quick, man.
I work on this website way too fast. I apologize for my speed.
Let's start over again from the very beginning.
Welcome to the worldwide broadcast
of the Ted and Austin Brower Show, bringing you the latest
world news
and health research.
All right. Front page, this Team Health Masters, also be Health Masters. If you want to go to the podcast.
Well, wait a minute. Go back. Go back and click on it. Go back to the beginning.
This is it.
No. Go back to the search engine.
Well,
we're going back to the beginning.
What is Team Health Master, Health Master? Well, Health Masters isn't pointing to this shit. When they go to Health Masters, it's going to be the old site right now.
Okay.
So when you go to Health Masters, this is what's going to pop up.
Okay.
This is what's going to pop up on your save search bar, your everything. It's going to go straight to this site. And if you want to go to the podcast on camera four, right up here, push podcast button. This one right here.
There you go. Much
Boom.
Better. There you
go. Ted and Austin Brower Show. You got our podcast at the top.
We're still good cop, bad cop on that picture.
Yeah. All the shows. Most of you guys know this. This is every show, every day. You click on here, give you a synopsis of the show.
And Angel Wars is at the top.
Angel Wars is at the top. Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, Gab, Spotify.
Now I want to order some vitamins. What do I do?
Okay, you want to order some vitamins. I'm glad you asked. Back up to the top. It says Shop Supplements right here, the far right. Shop Supplements. Boom. Right back to vitamin C. I want to buy some vitamin C.
I want to buy some berberine.
Berberine. That's probably going to be on one of our best sellers. Or you could just click right here.
Search.
B-E-R. Berberine. So it's got suggestions. It's got autofill.
You'll go to Berberine Ultimate.
Berberine Ultimate right here. Multiple ones options on here.
Okay. That's simple.
That's simple.
Oh, by the way, tomorrow's that day. And I'm starting to really like this new website.
Well, I've shown you how to do it now. Now you actually are watching me.
No, I've been using it. And I realize it's just repetitive stuff again. You have to get used to it.
Well, and it's great with this. So, say the berberine. Okay, you're working on your blood sugar, working on burning body fat. You don't want to go on the website every day or every week or every month. So then you just click here, subscribe and save. I want it every 4 weeks, 6 weeks, 8 weeks, 12 weeks, whichever one you want. Bottle right here.
And you can easily take off to get off of this list.
Easily. And you get it at a discount, too.
5%
off. So subscribe, you get subscribe and save. You add to cart. Yeah.
We couldn't make the old website do this.
No, and it wouldn't do it in any efficient manner at all.
Now, let me say something. That was Drupal 7. It was
antiquated.
And it was antiquated. And, you know, the problem we had are the updates. They no longer provided updates for us. So what we were doing is we were having to constantly patch the old website to the point now it's no longer viable.
And that's what we were trying to do with the old pre-site, if you guys remember. We kept trying to, like, do these upgrades to the site. And eventually I told him, I said, we just have to come up with an entire new site. We can't keep trying to update the old site.
We needed to be able to integrate the site with the podcast.
Yeah.
And we couldn't do it on the other site that we had. We can't do it with the old site. So that's why this is a brand new site. It's been up now running for, what, about a month, 2 months?
2 months, 2.5 months now.
2.5 months. So we know it works. It works great.
Well, and the best part I love about it, too, because they work so seamlessly together. If you, like you said, you're watching it, you look at some vitamin C, I want to go to the podcast, camera four again, click up here, you get the podcast. You want to watch Angel Wars. You got Angel Wars. And once you play with this site for a few minutes, I promise you, it's unbelievably easy to navigate. And it works really fast.
And, you know, and the thing about it is I'm really glad that we have a new site up for the listeners because, quite frankly, the other site was antiquated. And don't get me wrong, there are parts of the old site that I like, but it's just because I wasn't used to the new site.
Yeah.
And now that all you've got to do now, if you've got a problem, we're going to have people on staff tomorrow, extra people on staff on the phones to call up in the event that you need to have somebody walk you through putting an order in. And if you'd like, we can actually put the order in for you because we do answer our telephones.
We do answer our phones.
We leave no man or woman behind.
I leave nobody behind.
We're like the Marine Corps. Yeah. You don't stay behind.
Everybody's coming with us on this new journey with here. This is the big one. This is the this one that works. This is effective. And we're going to make sure it's a safe and effective website.
By the way, I'd probably leave one person behind.
Who? Oh, my gosh. What is that? Is that?
That's Klinger from MASH.
What is he doing in that?
He's trying to get a Section 8.
Oh,
I sent this to you last night, but you didn't get it.
Okay?
Now he was hilarious. Now back when he used to do this, we used to laugh because it was so funny because we basically didn't have
he didn't want to get discharged.
Well, he didn't want to be in Korea. And he wanted to go home. And he kept saying, "I don't want to be here. I want you guys to give me a Section 8."
That's really
and they wouldn't give him a Section 8, so he kept wearing weirder and weirder female costumes.
That was MASH before my time. I didn't watch a lot of that.
I know, but it was on rerun forever until Ali got into a big fight with him. But by the way, RT came out with a really interesting article. It goes, "No men in dresses."
Oh.
This is about our military. We have guys and officers and apparently generals in our military that run around in full drag in the open.
Not on base.
I mean everywhere.
Because, I don't think they allow that.
Okay, because this is DEI.
No, are you kidding me?
This is DEI. Obama brought this in that you could put any transgender and they would pay for the surgeries and that men could do whatever they wanted to do. Now, here's the article. It says, U.S. President's Quantico speech signals the most radical military shift in a century. Kick out men in dresses. Fire fat generals. Shave off the beards. Scrap the stealth ships. Ugliest in. I don't even know what a stealth ship is. Trump called them and bring back the battleships, heavy and proud. That, in essence, was the message at the Marine Corps base Quantico on September the 30th, where President Donald Trump and Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth gathered nearly 900 generals and admirals for what looked like the first theater that may turn out to be the beginning of a profound military revolution. In other words, men are going to look like men again. This is the revolution.
Yeah, I mean, dresses on base.
Do you realize how messed up this is?
Yeah.
The generals were so – I've seen Air Force – officers walking around in high heels on base.
Okay, I missed that one.
Yeah, I didn't really want to see it. Some things cannot be unseen.
No,
I'll never be the same after that. The generals were summoned suddenly with no fixed agenda. Anxiety spread through the ranks. What followed was equal parts of spectacle and purge. Trump mocked, and he's right about this, the feminization of the armed forces, scolded the brass for their aesthetics, and even complained, half in jest, half in grievance, that the Nobel Committee still hadn't recognized him. He didn't get the Nobel Prize, by the way. Hegseth, outside of the military establishment, lectured the officers on fitness and discipline, sounding more like a high school coach than a Pentagon chief. But behind the absurdity was something deliberate. Trump made it clear that he would fire anyone who crossed him. "If you don't like it, you can leave," he told the assembled officers, "but you'll lose your rank and your future." Then came the shock line. American cities like Chicago, he said, could become training grounds for the Army. The fight against crime would be treated like war itself. That's really bad. That's a bad thing to say.
Yeah, I'm not 100% on agreement with that. Even Chicago is a nightmare.
This is not just populist performance. It was a declaration of intent. Trump wants to transform the U.S. military into a force personally loyal to him. That sounds like somebody else I know.
It sounds...
He had a mustache.
Oddly familiar.
Yeah. I think they called him the brown shirts.
Yeah.
Okay. Trump wanted to transform the U.S. military to a force personally loyal to him. In fact, a lot of these soldiers back then, they had to take a loyalty oath to Hitler himself, something he failed to do in his first term. Then his plans were thwarted by disobedient general staff that challenged him on everything from Afghanistan to NATO. That's true. They did. Some like General Mark Milley even made secret calls to China to reassure Beijing that they would not execute Trump's orders. That's treason.
Yeah.
Okay. In 2025, the president determined not to repeat the humiliation. His choice of Hegseth, untested, inexperienced, but fiercely loyal, is no accident. Since January the 15th, senior officers have been dismissed for public disagreement with the new administration. The message is clear. Dissent equals means you're fired. Done. Trump's reasoning is political as much as military. His America is turning inward, and he wants and Army that reflects that shift. The forthcoming defense strategy now being drafted reportedly calls for large-scale redeployment of U.S. forces, shuttering far-flung commands, pulling troops out of Europe and the Middle East, and concentrating them on homeland defense. The more startling implication is domestic. Trump's appear ready to use the armed forces, what happened to Posse Comitatus, to tackle internal crisis from crime to national unrest. Under the guise of law and order, the regular army could supplement or even supplant the National Guard in enforcing federal authority. It is a dangerous precedent, but a politically potent one. In Trump's logic, the United States itself has become a battlefield. Its cities are overrun. You know, Austin, I know there's problems with this, with the cities being overrun.
Yeah.
And I know that some of the cities are bad. In some cities, there are certain areas you don't go. But this isn't like 100% of cities in some areas are so dangerous you can't go into them.
There's parts of Chicago, I mean, they call Chirac for a reason. They're a mess up there.
Well, I got that, but that's probably, you know, less than 5% of Chicago. Now, I understand, but if you want to run the troops into this, it's crazy. But I might let you guys read this and post it. And Hegseth now has gone in and fired a whole bunch of the doggone the guys, fires fat soldiers on a war on weight rages.
Yeah, I do agree with that. I mean, not being able to meet PT requirements and having like, exemptions, because they've actually got this. I've heard about this. They'll actually, in some cases, they'll give you exemptions based on your weight to basically overstep certain PT requirements you don't have to hit. That's
Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth probably shared the news Monday that some Texas National Guard troops who didn't meet physical fitness have been replaced. He said that the fat troops and fat generals are unbecoming of the U.S. military, declared the standards are back in his department after some members of the Texas National Guard showed up in Illinois, apparently overweight. Yeah. Now, you know, here's the thing, and I will say this, and this is frustrating to me, because here we have a situation in which people are suffering with Syndrome X, correct, including troops. Okay, they're having a situation in which they're eating junk food on base.
Yeah.
They're being fed junk food by the staff, garbage food. So they're eating the food that they're giving them, but yet they're gaining weight from it because of Syndrome X and because their insulin's out of control. But yet we're not going to give them the opportunity to lose weight or get them on a low fructose, low sugar, high protein diet. Help them lose weight. We're just going to fire them.
Well, what they need to do is they need to basically have like a 90-day protocol. Because quite frankly, if you can't get your weight under control in 90 days and you're active duty, you're way too heavy to be. I mean, 90 days is more than enough. And what this article I saw here earlier with the Chicago's training grounds, you know, there's two sides to this. A, Chicago's gotten completely out of control. I've had numerous people send me videos now of just insane drive-bys. The levels of machine pistol Glocks in Chicago are out of control. Apparently these gang groups have ordered in, this is what I read in an article a month ago, they've ordered in these switches for Glocks, and they have thousands of these machine auto Glocks now, thousands.
Well, can't you get one of those Glocks with a 100-round drum?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And that's what they're facing in a lot of Chicago from what law enforcement has told me.
So now you got a machine pistol with a 100-round drum.
I'm talking Glock 19, Glock 17. I mean, compact pistol, full-size, 9mm, 30-round stick. Mags, 50 round drums, 100 round drums, full auto. This is a serious problem because there's
how many rounds a second?
Oh gosh, the cyclical rate on those is high. It's like 1,200-1,300 rounds a minute. I mean, they're fast. They put out a serious barrage of bullets, and so law enforcement is having an issue with them. The gangs are all over the place with them. But here's the problem that you run into, and this is the problem that I think a lot of people are concerned of: what comes after Trump? If we set a precedent now, we start having the U.S. military train in these areas that are high crime, and they start essentially overriding Posse Comitatus to get the crime under control, what happens when Trump's no longer in office anymore and they replace him with somebody else? Are they going to start using it? Oh, well, we got to go down to Lakeland and Auburndale and Orlando and Tampa because, you know, those pesky Florida rednecks down there are doing too much. They're talking too much. They're bringing up too many topics and all that to bring about. We got to make sure we go down there and start policing everybody. You get this precedent now where you start doing this, and so I don't...
You know, it reminds me a lot of what happened with January the 6th.
Yeah.
Okay? You know, Trump calls everybody to D.C. Trump called them.
Oh, yeah.
Okay? Then they show up by the millions, and suddenly they arrest over 1,000 of the leaders that are willing to do anything and go anywhere.
Correct.
Whatever, even go into an open building that was open for them.
And now we find out there were hundreds of FBI undercover agents there,
and what it,
with no identification,
and,
by the way.
Let me see how Lavender program would say. Here's how with Lavender AI would say. You've got a lot of provocateurs in the United States and a lot of guys that are still alpha males, and they're going to basically come to D.C. when you call them.
Yeah.
And we can probably set them up and stoke them up and put a bunch of undercover FBI agents in there and get provocateurs in there and make sure that our agents have full earpieces, full masks, full goggles. So you can't identify them and have them
full immunity.
Have them break windows to get people to go inside. And then we'll find out who the real leaders are and the ones who are willing.
The real aggressive ones.
And then what we're going to do is we're going to lock them all up.
Find out the guys that orchestrated it.
And since Trump's following orders from us and he's doing all of this stuff, then we're going to make sure that he does not issue any pardons before he leaves office.
There you go.
Oh, did that happen? Was that January the 16th? He took
literally
left off
happened
on the 20th.
Just like that.
He had a couple more weeks. He could have issued a blanket pardon for everybody. And it may some of them still may have been arrested, but a blanket pardon for that whole group would have thrown a giant wrench into the gears of trying to prosecute anybody up there. So all of a sudden now these people that are basically, you know, like Stuart Rhodes that were involved with, you know, telling the truth and walking around and wasn't even there, he gets arrested, gets 20 years in prison.
Proud Boys leader gets 22 years.
Yeah, and so what ends up happening is suddenly for 4 years everybody's being punished, being tortured, so to speak, being put in shackles and restraints.
Transferred all over the country so they never keep in one spot.
Well, they're doing the same thing now with these illegals that are coming out. They're actually putting the full body restraints.
I saw these.
They're putting them in full body restraints, full, basically, you know, straight jackets, full body restraints, full leg restraints. They're putting them on planes for 16 hours like that so they can poop and pee all over themselves and then to take them out and throw them out. You talk about inhumane treatment. These are people that are basically in the country, whether they're criminals or not, who knows. But the point is, nobody deserves to be treated like that, Austin. It's like Hannibal Lecter stuff here.
Yeah, it was a bit odd. I mean, well, that's been the point where a lot of this discussion's come up is they played this whole, we're going to get all these illegals out, we're going to deport everybody that's here, all these criminals that are here, all these guys that are MS-13, these Venezuelan gangs. And then all of a sudden it's like, well, all we keep getting are videos of, you know, Penske trucks with ICE agents pouncing on people, walking out of Lowe's, picking up material for the next job site. And everybody's kind of like, well, I thought we were going to knock out these Venezuelan gangs, these MS-13 guys that are all over L.A. and everything else. Well, you know, we've got to get these guys first.
They don't really want to mess with them because they've got machine pistol Glocks. It's not funny. It's kind of fun to go arrest somebody in a Home Depot parking lot.
Yeah, while they're carrying a paint bucket.
Yeah, if you want to be a real big bully. But you go arrest somebody who's got a 100-round drum on a Glock, that's not so much fun anymore. Because even if you're wearing body armor, you got kinks in the armor.
Overwhelmingly suppressive machine gun firepower does a whole lot.
You get about 10 of these guys decide to open up with 100-round drums at one time.
Oh, yeah.
You better be behind some serious metal before you. I mean, we're talking like some 3/4-inch plate steel.
Yeah, and I think that's the reference to what Trump's bringing up with this whole thing with Chicago, with the military training, is almost the aspect of law and order has to be maintained in a constitutional republic. If it reaches a point to where everybody's just acting like complete criminals and shooting everybody, I mean, the drive-bys in Chicago are insane. They're out of control.
Well, Mancow told me he's seen people just dead bodies laying in the streets before. And they're left there for hours because there's so many to pick up.
There's a guy who told me there was one. He pulled up to a red light 2 o'clock in the morning. He's come back from work. There's a car sitting in the red light. Guy's humped over. It's like 50 rounds to the window. Just brrr. Dead sitting there.
I remember we were in Panama one time going through the Panama Canal. I think you might have been with us. I don't remember. It may have been the last time we went down there. And I remember there was a dead body laying in the street.
Yeah.
Because of it. I think it was a motorcycle accident.
Yeah.
And his hand was hanging out because the sheet wouldn't cover him up. And I thought to myself, that's a sad look.
Yeah.
They need to do something with this guy. And it's just sad to me because, I mean, that's what we had in Chicago. They had that Lightfoot mayor. That little short.
Oh, no.
Little short lesbian dwarf.
God, she was Beetlejuice.
Well, lesbian dwarf.
Yeah.
She should never been put it. I mean, Mankey used to make fun of her all the time on
air. Everybody
did. It's probably one of the reasons Mankey got taken off the air up there because of that. But the reality is she was completely unprepared to be mayor of Chicago.
No.
She was a joke. And of course, now she's retired into obscurity because nobody wants to even talk to her because she's just a weirdo. And she should have never been put in that position of authority. You put people in their positions of authority
That's
like that.
That's exactly right.
They set precedences that are bad. Now look at Chicago.
It's gotten worse. This is a new article that came out here, and it was talking about how vitamin C may reactivate genes for skin, prevent thinning skin. You've talked about this as far as wrinkles,
you know,
and thinning skin.
You know, it's funny because, you know, I was like bumping into stuff. My skin was...
No, that's what I was bringing up.
Well, it's not doing that anymore.
Well, no. It was about a year or two ago. You were constantly saying, I got like a cut. And it was starting bleeding on you. And it was trying to heal up.
And then it doesn't do that anymore.
You're not having that at all anymore. Even when you're running stuff in the gyms. If you've ever been in the gym a lot, you always bump into bars, everything, especially in gym. Like when we go to, it's real tight.
I don't have any of that anymore. It's weird.
No.
But I increased my C.
That's what you're bringing up. It says vitamin C may help rejuvenate aging skin by switching on dormant genes involved in cell renewal.
I can test this is true.
This is pretty cool. It says an April study suggests that vitamin C works far beyond its well-known roles in immune booster and antioxidant. Instead, it acts as a genetic switch that can reverse fundamental age processing in skin cells. So it opens the door to developing new skincare products with therapeutic approaches as well. Researchers found that vitamin C helps skin grow cells by activating genes involved in skin renewal. As people age, their genes can be suppressed through DNA methylation. When DNA is methylated, it essentially silences genes. Vitamin C is involved in the process that reverses this suppression, allowing skin renewal genes to become active again. Vitamin C is not merely an antioxidant, but it plays a critical role in regulating the involved skin regeneration.
Look at this. 75-fold increase in the activity of the genes involved in cell growth. I'm telling you, bud, my skin's like gotten thickened up. It's great.
Science identified 10,000 areas in DNA that become less methylated after vitamin C treatment, resulting in 75-fold increase in activity of 12 key genes involved in cell growth. Do you understand how big that is?
No, I've seen it in my own skin. In a study published in the Journal of Investigative Dermatology, researchers used specialized lab-grown skin models that closely mimic human skin.
Yeah.
Researchers applied vitamin C at levels similar to those found in the blood, and just after several days, the inner layer of skin became more and better, noticeably thicker. By the second week, it was even more pronounced. The inner layer was even thicker, and the outer layer was thinner, suggesting more skin cells were dividing and growing. I will attest to this. This is true. I've seen it with my own self.
Now, here's the stuff that you can do to reduce skin problems and maximize vitamin C benefits. Smoking. Stop smoking. Don't smoke.
Stop the oxygen.
Let me clarify that. Yeah.
The skin.
It reduces oxygen. Reduces vitamin C levels in both the skin and blood. Increases collagen breakdown. Remember, smoking reduces oxygen in the blood. Smoking also increases inflammatory markers in the body. And your body, your lungs, are the storehouse of your minerals.
Next one, avoid sun. I mean, we've got a friend of ours who's basically...
That's a hard one.
Well, no, she's a fitness model, and she lays out in the sun every day. She's in her 40s now, and she looks like she's in her 50s. She's really, really aged.
It says excessive sun. Obviously, some sun is good.
No, it's every day.
Excessive sun depletes vitamin C stores and C in the skin, accelerating age and weakens the skin barrier. Next one on here, high alcohol consumption. Drinking alcohol all the time impairs vitamin C absorption, reduces skin elasticity.
That's why you see people who smoke and drink and lay out in the sun.
They're in their 40s. I mean, they're just
60s.
Their skin's all creeped up on it. High glycemic and processed foods. We know that.
Sugar.
Promote collagen damage and lack nutrition density. And poor sleep and stress. That's always one. Increase inflammation and impairs collagen repair, which is partially mediated by vitamin C. That's what we talk about, taking the vitamin C with the collagen formula. You know, I don't have a kit together on that.
You need to put it together. Vitamin C and collagen.
Call
it the skin repair kit. Oh, you got behind the scenes there. You just saw it. Give me a camera. Any camera. Let's call it the skin repair kit.
I didn't put that down on there. I just thought about it. I don't have a kit to go.
That was behind the scenes making of a new kit. You guys got to watch it. Skin repair kit. I like that.
By the way, if you guys don't know me, I take notes all the time. I learned this from Jim Rohn. Don't rely on your memory all the time with business. Write stuff down. Write numbers down. Write names down.
Keep a journal.
Because sometimes you get off the show and I go, well, you already talked about that one kit. What kit?
Skin repair kit. Write it down. But now it says the study investigates whether the dietary vitamin C would improve skin. Have research shown that vitamin C deficiency will lead to dry and scaly skin. And here's the problem with this. They get a dietitian, the founder of a diet and health website, and involved in the absorption of a breakdown of vitamin C. They start talking about how you can get all the vitamin C that you need from your diet alone.
Oh, yeah.
That's nonsense.
That's nonsense now.
That doesn't happen.
Well, they're saying if you eat kiwis, strawberries, broccoli, citrus, Brussels sprouts. Now, those are good foods.
They are.
I love kiwis. I love Brussels sprouts. But don't rely on those as your main source of vitamin C. Guys, we're not in 1905 anymore. No, we don't do crop rotation.
No, I do. I do 7,000 to 8,000 milligrams of seed.
Yeah,
a day.
The food, the nutrient density, even of organic food, is massively decreased on what it used to be.
But I will say this: you know, this did not happen overnight. When I started doing this, when I started increasing my seed levels like that,
we've been doing it for a while.
I've been doing it, and it took a few months, and then it started thickening up, and then I started realizing when I bumped into stuff or whatever. You know, because you walk around the house at night, you got the lights turned off. By the way, don't do that.
Don't do that. Now, on the aspect of this, is the vitamin C capsules on sale. Should I throw the kit together since we're doing the collagens and powder? Should I do the vitamin C powder with the collagen powder?
I would do that. Yes.
Not, no caps. No capsules.
When you mix it with a purple stick.
Oh, boy. Gosh.
Yeah. No, it actually tastes pretty good.
Yeah, I know. No, it tastes great. That's a stack right there.
Yeah, you put the vitamin C, skin repair kit, vitamin C, because the purple sticks are loaded with green tea, and green tea is really what's super healthy, but you can't take that at night, though. So you have to, what you do,
you already do collagen's already powder, so you might as well mix a powder with a powder, so you're not having to do capsules.
What's interesting is this morning I put the vitamin C together with the purple sticks.
Did you?
Okay, but I used the purple sticks powder, and it worked great. Now, what I didn't do is I didn't throw any collagen in, which I should have.
Yeah. Well, you don't have to do the purple sticks if you don't want to do that. I'm talking about these two. Or should we do all three? Depends on the kit.
Well, I don't know. You're watching behind the scenes preparation of a new kit.
This is a Tuesday. We got a show. There's so much stuff going on right now.
No, I would.
Probably just the vitamin C pound and collagen because I've heard that kit. Okay. Yeah. Anyways, sidebar on that. Another article I came up here. This is interesting. Remember that silver market got squeezed yesterday?
This is a big deal.
It went up like $3 an ounce on silver. It's been shorted back down today. It's back to 49. But apparently the London silver market was in disarray. They said a huge short squeeze has driven benchmark price above the 50 an ounce yesterday. It hit almost 53 an ounce, marking only the second time in U.S. history the metal has ever reached this level. For veterans, the surge calls the infamous Hunt Brothers attempt to corner the silver in 1980. Very short-lived. That is not this. They said liquidity in London has nearly vanished. Traders short the physical market are struggling to find metal, paying steep borrowing costs to maintain positions. So I found this out yesterday. Because a lot of times they do paper shorts, so they won't settle in physical. They'll settle in cash. What they're doing now is a lot of these traders...
There's no liquidity available currently.
Because a lot of these traders that are carrying these positions know this, they're putting huge costs to settle it in paper now. So we want it in silver. This requirement now. Now you've got to pay a 10, 20% premium on it if we're settling in paper. What do you mean? I want silver. I want this gigantic pallet of 1,000-ounce bars.
Are those 1,000-ounce bars?
They're that. Well, it says on the side. I think they're 1,000.
That's a lot.
Hundreds, yeah, because that'd be 10 hundreds.
That's a lot of silver.
On a pallet, oh, yeah.
Man, they got to have a pretty good forklift to pick that thing up.
That's a lot of silver. Yeah. Anyways, but so what we're told, you're watching the markets on this right now. They're doing everything they can to suppress it because, remember, silver is a lot easier for people to obtain than gold is at 4,000 an ounce. I mean, just about anybody could go out and buy at least an ounce of silver right now. Back when it was 15 an ounce, it was fantastic.
For more than a century, London has served as the hub of the global precious metals trade. That's because the Rothschilds have controlled it, where benchmark prices are set and vaulted bars circulate among the tight network of banks, Rothschild. Secure trucks once handle the flows. Today, cargo planes are having to step in.
That's a lot of silver.
Traders are reporting booking transatlantic freight to move bulky silver bars from New York to London, paying rates typically reserved for gold to capitalize on the premium in the London spot market.
What they just said, they're paying rates typically reserved for gold.
For freight.
Yeah, for freight. But do you understand how much that's going to increase the cost when you actually want to take physical?
We'll go to the next chart. It says liquidity dries up in the London silver market. Boom. Some traders have rushed to book slots in the cargo holds of transatlantic flights, bulky silver bars. The immediate catalyst in the surge and investment for demand for gold and silver as Western debt continues and currency fears intensify. That's Weimar Republic stuff. The tension has been amplified by a U.S. budget impasse and fears of devaluation of the United States currency. Yep. It doesn't say that, but that's what it says.
Yep.
It didn't finish it.
Exactly why.
Yet silver shortage is also structural. Indian demand spiked abruptly during Golden Week. Now think about it for a second. If suddenly we come in and we say our dollar is now worth half of what it was, which they do in Venezuela, and they have done in Argentina repeatedly, and they've done that in Zimbabwe. They're saying we're going to, the other day, Trump was talking about releasing $500 banknotes again.
Listen to this. The London Vault Network once held a vast cushion of liquidity, but those reserves have been eroding. Bloomberg data indicates the silver reserves in London have fallen to one-third since mid-2021.
It's way more than that.
The free tradable supply, with freely tradable supply now actually available to take access of, estimated only 200 million ounces, down from 850 million ounces just a few short years ago.
No, so they're estimated. So now they're not, that's true.
They're speculating.
This to cover what there may only be 50 or 20 or 10 million ounces.
Estimated.
Well, we talked about this last week, about the shortage of this. Here's the problem that you've got here. Silver usually trades at 20 to 1 with gold.
That's how it was historically.
Okay, so that means if gold is at 4,000, silver should be at 200.
Yeah.
That's historically. Okay, think about that for a second. That's a 400% increase in silver prices in the next, who knows, 6 months, 8 months. The silver is going to go up. And the problem with this is once you run the prices up, because it's an industrial metal.
Right.
It's used in everything, from solar panels to semi-circuit circuits.
Well, what happens is when everybody finally realizes, once everyone tries to buy silver at one time, it's not there.
Well, if you go to a lot of these places, they have to order it from
the Atmex and a lot of them now, bullions and all that. A lot of times, if you want to order large amounts of silver, you take a 4 to 6 to 8 week wait, especially if you want eagles. You got to order it from basically the mint. The mint drop ships it to you. So, I mean, it's sealed up.
This is going to be interesting. We've been talking about this for years. Oh, by the way, let's change topics.
Oh, yeah.
You know, everybody's talking about this fake meat.
Oh, gosh.
I mean, this is like, you know,
it's getting worse.
You take a cancer tumor and you start growing meat out of it in a laboratory dish, and they shape it in the size of a shish, and you stamp out a steak out of it, make it look like a T-bone or a center cut.
Yeah.
And you go, oh, boss, this is great. And you bite into it, and you go, it tastes like a cancer tumor. Whatever that would taste like. This is awful. And they go, oh, this is great. It's vegan. It's not vegan, it's a cancer tumor, you know, and I'm not saying they all do that, but I'm saying that's one of the things that they, you know, basically, you know, compared it to. Guess what? Vegan dreaming tatters as $8 billion fake meat darling now worthless after brutal Wall Street set off.
There you go.
People don't want this stuff. A bellwether in the vegan food industry is getting the raw deal on Wall Street. Beyond Meat, once worth $7.8 billion, is now almost worthless after an attempt to tackle its debt got the thumbs down from investors. The near collapse of Beyond isn't just a blow to the company itself. It's a clear symptom of a wider vegan food industry. As the poster child for plant-based meat, analysts say its struggles underline the sector's core problems. Zero consumer demand.
No, it's there. I mean, it doesn't move.
Insanely high prices and products that often fail to deliver any kind of taste or convenience. Beyond stocks plunged 50% on Monday after the company announced a sweeping plan to swap its old debt for new loans and issued hundreds of millions of new shares. That's how you cut your cost. That's how you should devalue your company. The move gives the plant-based meat maker more time to pay its bills, but it also means investors now own smaller slice of the company. Today's slump marks the second major drop in just over 2 weeks. On September the 28th, the company's share price crashed 35%. Now, let me say this very clearly. This may be an indication that some other organization, BlackRock, State Street, Vanguard, may be wanting to come in and buy this up at pennies on the dollar
and rebrand it.
This happens all the time.
It happens all the time.
And all of a sudden they come in and they pick this thing up for you. You know, it was $100 a share. Now it's 10 cents a share. Well, just buy the whole company because they have plant equipment.
Rebrand it, start selling it through Amazon.
And then they remarket it and say, hey, brand new vegan meat. This is great. Yep. Tastes great. Looks great. Everything else. You go, well, how do you do this? Well, we had the infrastructure in place. We bought it at 1 cent on the dollar.
You got to remember, too, if they buy it for that cheap, that means they can sell the product much cheaper now because they're going to take delivery, probably a lot of the inventory.
You know, this happened with Oakley.
Yep.
You know, Oakley and Sunglass Hut. They were basically their number one distributor was Sunglass Hut with Oakley's, and Oakley had a premium brand image.
It did.
And then another company tried to buy them. I'm not going to get into that. And they wouldn't sell. So then they stopped the distributorship through Sunglass Hut and the whole company. And the company came in and bought them for pennies on the dollar.
Yep.
And now I'm not picking on Oakley, but I mean, they used to have really good lenses.
Yeah.
I've looked through them recently and the lenses aren't nearly
as good. They're not nearly as good as they used to be. They have some good ones. Some of the premium ones are decent, but a lot of them now they've gotten very cheap.
Well, that's because they make sure that they have the little Oakley emblem on the side, and they want to make sure that all the people can buy the Oakley emblem on the side for pennies on the dollar now too. And they just produce a product that's not as good, in my opinion, not as good as it used to be.
No, the ones I remember that there was a, we were at a, where were we at when I bought those orange ones? Remember we bought those? It was out west. Ski lodge.
Breckenridge.
Yeah. We had that back when they had Oakley distributors. It was Oakley made Oakley. And they were a real nice pair. They were the orange lenses for snowboarding and stuff.
Mm-hmm. And those were nice glasses.
Yeah. Those things were great.
But I've had some old glasses now that I use for flying, and they have zero distortion in them. They were Porsche Carrera from like way back when. And they're the ones that I fly with because you can't have distortion when you're coming into a runway at 100 knots.
No.
You gotta be able to see where you're landing. And so that's the thing. But you see this all the time. So we don't know what's going to happen with this company because it is definitely not out of business yet. Oh, by the way, scientists are warning that deadly abnormalities are now emerging in the mRNA boosted.
Oh, yeah.
But we've been talking about this for years now. A group of scientists are raising the alarm after a major new study confirmed that dangerous abnormalities are occurring. Evidence confirmed that vaccines cause almost immediate damage in people, the six-month longitudinal study found. They're finding people basically are having blood clots. They're having all kinds of problems with their immune systems. Within just 2 days after the booster injection, participants exhibited acute systematic inflammation, coagulation, blood clots, and a significant suppression of key immune markers. Imagine how Simeon 40 does that also.
Yeah.
One of the most concerning results was the dramatic spike in the inflammation markers. The C-reactive protein, well-known marker for systemic inflammation, increased sharply from 6.12 to 14.84 milligrams per liter, which is considered a significant rise. Yeah, doubled, more than doubled. While the study showing this change was statistically significant, obviously. Similarly, another inflammation marker, high sensitivity, CRP, doubled. The search suggests that even a booster dose of vaccines could trigger a heightened inflammatory state in the body. The researchers warned that this finding is deeply concerning as chronic inflammation can lead to serious health issues in the long term. In addition to the inflammation, markers for coagulation and abnormalities were also found to have increased. D-dimers, which are associated with clot formation, rose from 0.20 milligrams to 0.47, almost tripling. Such increases are indicative of prothrombotic activity, meaning the body is more likely to form clots. And when we talked about this, we talked about the other day how these clots get into the brain and start affecting neural function and thought processes and memory. Because you start clotting certain parts of your brain, you start having blood flow drop off in that brain, and those cells start dying, Austin.
No, that's exactly right.
That's why so many people's personalities have changed after the shots.
I talked about this yesterday, how Pfizer now is coming out. They've gotten busted as U.S. regulators are working to figure out the biodistribution studies. Because remember, when they first came out with the shot, remember the RNA shot, the gene therapy shot stayed in your arm, and it didn't disperse and didn't cause any problems, and it couldn't cause blood clots, and it couldn't cause anything that was going on with the cardiovascular system. And come to find out, everything they said was a lie. Pfizer left out COVID-19 vaccine data out of submissions to the FDA documents show now. I briefly covered this yesterday. This is a long report, but you can find more information on it on the site, and we'll post a link on there. Because here's the thing about it. When you start having these studies that they go into detail, and then they find these problems, and then the FDA goes, We're gonna redact this part. We're gonna redact these 5,000 pages when we submit it to the FDA. That means they're knowingly complicit in covering up certain side effects and what it's doing. This is an issue that's going on now as well with Ozempic. I told you guys yesterday, this is an article that just came out now from King Law, and they're talking about how $2 billion, maybe just the base of what this lawsuit's going to, they don't know how far it's gonna go anymore because of what they're finding on how many side effects, as it appears. It appears they're in a court of law still, as it appears that Novo Nordisk basically tried to cover up a lot of the side effects, as one that's come up now that they're saying, if you have this, you can be, you can do it. You can get in this class action lawsuit is necrotizing pancreatitis. I looked that up to verify
it's
what I
really
thought it was.
Serious.
It's basically pancreatitis that basically part of your pancreas dies and starts rotting. And they have to go in and either put a drain in you or have to go in and cut out part of your pancreas.
You want to get sick real quick, start messing with the pancreas.
Yeah, and that's what a lot of the stuff. Gallbladder removal prior to March 2021. I mean, the side effects, if you look on this, is unbelievable. Put it on camera 4. The pancreatic cancer, the necrotizing pancreatitis, bowel obstruction, gallbladder removal, gallbladder cancer. These are all directly known diagnosed medical conditions that are directly related to Ozempic now. This is a big deal. This is a huge deal. And so the problem with this is they're saying that this stuff is starting to get more and more and more attention, and more people are starting to contact this law firm saying, this happened to me. I had my gallbladder removed after I've been on the cycle for the last 3 months.
Well, the product is never designed to be on for extended periods of time.
And that's the only thing that it's going to come down to the data that it shows, whether Novo Nordisk only said this is recommended for obese people that have type 2 diabetes and should never be used for anything else, or if they really did start doing what Purdue did. With the Oxycontin.
Oh, the Sackler family.
Oh, Oxycontin. It's the safest opiate known to man. It's not 8-hour controlled release.
Non-addictive.
Non-addictive. They lied about it. That's why they got massively fined.
$8 billion in fines, but they made over $100 billion.
Yeah. And so this whole thing with Novo Nordisk, this is going to come out whether or not they knew the side effects were there and they said it's only for extreme cases for obese people with type 2, or if they really did start saying use it for off-books usage for people that need to lose a little bit of weight. So, yeah, just something to be aware of on that.
Here's an interesting article that was sent to me by one of our listeners, and it said there was a book that was written back in the 50s, right after the war, and it said because the women had gone to work in the factories for the war effort, for World War II, and a lot of the women didn't want to come back into the home and have children and be a mother and a wife. Now, don't fuss at me about this.
Well, a lot of everybody, too, they got used to extra income. Mm-hmm. There was usually one income household back then. Now, all of a sudden, you know, husband's getting paid. He gets back. Everybody's getting paid.
Everybody started moving into the suburbs. And before that, a lot of times you'd have generational houses.
Yeah.
In which you'd have part of the house would be for that generation, the next generation. And sometimes you'd have, you know.
Or like farm compounds, too. Mm-hmm. You'd have multiple families on the farms over there, multiple houses.
Yeah. And or I remember my buddy Lenny, he's Italian. He had a place up there close to Niagara Falls.
Yeah.
And he said that basically he had like four generations of Italians living in his one house.
Oh, gosh.
No, it was
that's a bit much.
No, it was like a flat, and it was like three different stories of it. And he said, that's a lot, but what it does,
it
maintains the nuclear family.
It does, but you can have multiple residents on property.
So what happened is then people started moving away from their homes, moving away from the family farms, and they started moving away from the rest of their family. And in fact, we started to have a fracturing of the family unit, which is what cultural Marxism was promoting.
Yeah, that's true. Okay?
And here's what it says. Modern Woman, The Lost Sex, 1947, was popular in 1950s. It was a book when America needed a baby boom. Its thesis is that feminism turned women into neurotics by undermining their natural biological functions of wife and mother. Now, that's a strong statement. I'm not saying any of this stuff. I'm just reading you what it says. In other words, the woman wants to be a wife. She wants to be a mother. She's programmed by God to be that way. And don't send me letters on this. We're not talking about, you know, women who want to be attorneys or lawyers or whatever. It's up to them.
The nurses.
Nurses, yeah.
Yeah.
But their natural biological functions. Remember, back in the 40s and the 50s, women wanted to be at home and working. Now, it's interesting because he said that it was basically began, feminism was a communist subversion designed to destabilize and depopulate society. And it said Modern Woman is a work of scientific literature written by Ferdinand Lundberg. And it discusses the sociological and psychological context of American women in the post-World War II era. And they start talking about what was happening in historical context. And it was talking about how the lost sexes in the years following World War II and that women going into the labor force. And he says, central arguments of the book, this is what the book says, the basis for most of this unhappiness, as we have shown, are laid in the childhood home. The principal instrument of their creation are women. Okay? Lundberg and Farnham framed the argument during a period of rampant unhappiness and rising neurosis, the neurosis not merely affecting draft-age men returning from World War II, but the majority of the American population, according to the authors. Between one quarter and one third of all people are neurotic. Did you know that, Austin?
I did not know that.
I believe it, but I mean, it's crazy. While an additional one quarter to one third have some neurotic character traits or physiological weakness of ailment of psychics, you know, in origin, so many people, including men and women, go, I'm nervous. I have anxiety.
Yeah.
Why do you think so many people take Xanax?
Yeah.
We're talking tens of millions here in the United States. Xanax.
And many other antidepressants.
And Wellbutrin. They take a lot of Wellbutrin. They take Effexor. They take Prozac. They take Zoloft. There's a reason this happened, and everybody starts taking these types of drugs. And they start talking about what has some kind of neurotic character traits. The point points out that the social and cultural phenomena facing the 1940s America, including social revolutions, Marxism and other forms of socialism, feminism, divorce, declining birth rates, rising crime rates, and alcoholism as a result of the widespread unhappiness and neurosis of the population. And it's because the way they did, they statistically documented this.
Yes.
And women, as we've said, had a great deal to deal with condition in general, although they have enjoyed the full cooperation of men in bringing it out. Man's psychosocial conflict spans back to the Copernican Revolution. Okay, I'll stop all that. Ultimately, a male's need to prove himself results in improved science and technology, such as his own as a steam engine. And then they have all the pictures, all these women. I posted this, you guys look at it. All these women dressed in men's suits. You see this, Austin? I mean, all coat and ties.
Yeah.
Okay, and these are women that you would know. You know every one of them. Concerning women's dilemma, with the loss of the self-contained traditional home, the woman's inner balance was disastrously upset. They conclude that once women were forced out of the home by male aggression and advancing technology, women are emotionally and psychologically susceptible to neurosis. Once women leave the home, they lose their sense of emotional security. They want to feel safe and secure, and their ability to readjust to changing environments and their ownership of femininity and sexuality. This confusion and instability is magnified by irreconcilable demands of the industrial society, capitalism, communism, fascism, and democracy. More specifically, modern women, the lost sex focuses on the effect of unhappiness and neurosis on female sexuality, approaches to motherhood and childbearing, and the development of modern feminism. And it's very interesting. I'm going to let you guys read the rest of this stuff, because this starts talking about what happens when women are pulled out of their natural environment of the home and basically being forced to go in and be the sole bread providers of a family and have to support their husbands. Now, the reason I bring this up is that we promote on this show that a man needs to take care of his family.
Yeah.
Okay. The woman doesn't need to be running around with a Glock in her pocket protecting her husband.
No, they really don't. I mean,
some of them can.
They can. They should have to.
No.
Should have to. You know, a grown man should be able to handle her.
I go to the birthday party, right? And there's four couples there, and the men are all wearing princess bracelets. And I shake the one guy's hand. He wants to meet me. I'm there with a friend. And he starts screaming because I hurt him when I shook his hand. Like a little child starts screaming, "You're hurting my hand." I'm like, "I haven't even squeezed you yet. I'm just giving you a firm handshake." He almost started crying. It was crazy. And the crazy part about it is he's wearing a princess bracelet and his wife was the provider and he stayed home. Now you think, well, there's nothing wrong with that. Okay. If you see that as normal with the guy screaming and crying because somebody shakes his hand too hard, you're listening to the wrong show. Or you can write me more letters and tell me that I'm wrong. I don't care. But the reality is that a man should be a man and defend and protect. Listen to me, guys. You stand up when a woman walks into the room. When she leaves the table, you stand up. You open the door for the woman. You make sure she walks on the inside and on the outside of the sidewalk. These are little simple things that somehow everybody's forgotten. You protect the girl you're with, whether it's your girlfriend, your wife, whatever. You protect them. You think, well, that's misogynistic. All right. Well, why don't you send her out to a dark alley by herself and let's see what happens up in Chicago? I mean, what's wrong with you? There's nothing wrong with protecting your spouse or the person that you love. That's what we've lost, Austin.
Well, we've lost it, too, because we're not raising little Americans anymore.
We're raising little transgenders.
And what they're doing is these parents don't want to raise their kids. All they want to do is let them sit on their phone or their iPad or video games all day. And these kids have this completely skewed concept. This is an article. This is not a funny story.
You guys can read the rest of that article, by the way.
But this is a crazy. This is just down in Florida again. It happened the other day. This happened in Polk County. Florida man kills father and wounds mother over video game argument. 23-year-old lives at home with his parents. His dad told him to stop playing so many video games. He needs to go get a job. He went and got his dad's pistol out of his room, killed his dad, and shot his mom. I mean, do you understand?
How old was this kid?
He's 23 years old.
Oh, he's an adult.
He's an adult. Oh, yeah. He's going to prison the rest
but
of his life.
But he could have mental disorders from all the vaccines.
He probably can have mental disorders.
There you go.
And also, too, you got to think. Children, when they grow up, and I've tried to explain this so many times to everyone, kids are not meant mentally to sit inside of a house all day and stare at a screen. It is massively ruining their brain development. I mean, to an extent that is unprecedented, we've never witnessed before.
By the way, men and women both play these video games. It's not just men.
Oh, yeah. No, I'm not knocking video games at all. What I'm talking about is when you've got kids that have no ability, no purpose, no goals, no drive, no dreams, no jobs, no business, nothing, and they sit and play video games 16, 18, 19, 20 hours a day, and they do nothing with their lives.
Some of them actually have died.
Yeah. I'm not knocking video games at all. What I'm knocking is the fact that most of these kids grow up continually on video games and iPads, on social media, and we're watching this now with these kids, their teens, and they have no idea how to function normally in society at all. And then they want to start going on, I got anxiety, I got depression, I got ADHD, and they're on a whole slew of pharmaceutical drugs, and we wonder why they're flipping out all the time.
Well, this book covers the reason that they cover why there's so much anxiety and problems associated with, see, when women and men basically maintain the role that God gave us.
Yep.
This is a Christian show. We're going to talk like this on the show. When we maintain the role that God gave us as provider, protector for the man, and the woman takes care of the family and the house and the whole, you say, well, that sounds misogynist. I loathe this. When people say, I'm just telling you what the Bible says. It's just the facts of what the Word of God says. When you maintain that stability, here's what you got to get if you want to argue about this. God created us male and female. We're different. A newsflash for you.
Completely different.
Okay? A male has a left brain dominated hemisphere. A woman has a right brain dominated hemisphere. You know, when you put us both together, as male and female, we become one as husband and wife. We have a complete brain. There you go. That sounds pretty cool, doesn't it? But it does. You work together as a team and you pull together as a team because now you've become complete. And when you do it that way, it works really, really well. That's why I was married to my wife for so long. The problem that you run into is when both parties want to compete for the domineering or dominant role, and neither party wants to stay in their own lane, and both parties want to fight with each other, and both parties don't want to give 100% to each other, what ends up happening is you have a problem, and it starts permeating through all of society. And this is what that book is talking about. And so Austin's exactly right. You allow a child to be raised watching video games their entire
life. Social media.
Social media their entire life. They have no concept of what reality
is. No, zero.
You know, people are always saying, well, your life was terrible. You were raised in a bar. I learned how to communicate.
That's a fact. You learn how to work.
I learned how not to get shot.
Yep.
I learned how not to get stabbed. I learned how to fight
water moccasins.
I learned how to walk out for water moccasins. The fact that I made it through my young childhood is like a miracle. You know, I learned that you don't dig deadfalls for people who were coming out of the bar to try to catch drunks. For those of you who haven't heard that before, I dug a big hole behind my mom's bar one time, like 4 feet deep, put moss on top, put sticks across it so I could catch a deadfall, catch me a drunk. And
the liability exposure to
unbelievable.
That.
I'm such a brat. And I remember, and the guy comes walking out and goes, what are you doing? Oh, I'm digging a hole. Catch me a drunk. And he goes, I'm going to go tell your mom. My mom came out. Oh, my gosh. She lost it on me. Cover that hole up.
It's about a lawsuit.
Oh, my gosh.
She goes to the bar, falls in a hole, breaks it. Like.
but that was crap. But, you know, but she didn't spank me for it. She just told me to cover
up
the hole. Yeah, fill it up. But the problem is that, you know, I was taught at a very young age how to survive and how to think and how to have complex reasoning skills.
Yeah.
You know, we call them fluid reasoning skills today. And say, okay, well, you don't try to catch a drunk with a hole.
No,
I got
okay,
it.
Okay, done.
You don't run in front of an alligator.
Right.
Okay? You don't pick up a water moccasin.
You don't put your fingers and hands under boards under the
no,
water.
No, you get bit by a snake.
That's a fact.
You know? Yeah, I still remember that neighbor. It was so funny. I told him that pile of weeds is full of snakes. You know, it's not. And he went through with a pitchfork, started screaming, and a snake started coming out.
So what happened was we cleaned the whole lakefront out, and you dump them by the road. You put the weeds out by the road, and they'll have a claw truck come by and pick them up. What it ended up being, it was a pile. I mean, it was probably 4 or 5 feet high. 10 feet long.
This is what the neighbor did.
The whole lakefront. The lakefront looked good. Got the weeds out of it. Well, the problem is the claw truck wouldn't show up.
Another week.
Months. Claw truck didn't show up.
And it's January.
It's January.
And so the weeds are starting to decompose, creating heat.
They're warm.
So all the snakes crawled up into the weeds because they're cold-blooded.
Reptiles are cold-blooded. And he...
he went out of a pitchfork.
Oh, yeah. He's,
I warned him.
Trying to haul it up. Said, dude, don't start digging in that there, man. There's a lot of snakes there. There's no snakes in there. We don't have snakes in Florida. I'm like, okay, you're not from Florida, are you?
All I saw were elbows. He was running, screaming.
Yeah.
And then next thing,
laughing.
The claw truck's picking up the stuff, and snakes are falling out of the bottom of it. You think, it can't be that. Yeah, I saw it.
It's Florida.
It's Florida.
Great, I do have to say, though, the atrazine and all the stuff they sprayed, there's not near as many snakes that I've seen.
Not near many fish anymore, either.
The 90s are everywhere. We're down the lake. It was like every time we went down there, there was like, get ready for them. Go down there. I mean, we get under a shovel just for that reason. This is Florida. So Florida in the 90s was great. This is another article here tying back into vitamin C. Going back into healing wounds now. This is a new study that came out and it said vitamin C heals wounds. Nearly half Americans don't get enough of it. Now, I thought there's a pretty cool part on here. There's a photo. Where's it at? Yeah, and it goes into detail on the food. But it goes into, it says what the key benefits of vitamin C are. The number one thing on here as well, it says the vitamin C is essential for your liver because it helps regenerate detoxification called glutathione. Toxins are fat soluble. The liver transforms those toxins into water soluble forms that are excreted through the urine and sweat. Vitamin C massively helps increase this. Maintains healthy skin and bones. Connective tissue, we talk about that all the time. Regulates immunity. Vitamin C helps immune system regulate its activity. Converts fat into energy. This is the part that I always told people. When the body uses fat for energy, it goes through the process inside tiny energy producing units called mitochondria. The body produces carnitine with the help of vitamin C. If you don't get enough vitamin C, your body struggles to break down fat. Another huge part of it reduces heavy metal consumption, helps regulate cholesterol. Let me say something here because it brings up this whole aspect of LDLs and HDLs. I get so many people coming to the office, have before for years, he has too, that come in and they get their blood work done and they go, I need to know what to do. My doctor said my cholesterol is insane. It's at 210. My HDLs, you know, are at like 50, which is actually pretty good. And the LDLs are, you know, be some other number on there, or the LDLs. And I'm looking, I'm like, dude, your blood work's like great. Your cholesterol's great. Maybe eat a few more eggs. What do you mean? They said I need to eat less eggs. No. They want to put me on statins. Please, especially for men and women alike, I'm not telling you what to do medically. Do your research before you go on statins. I just had a great customer come in the other day. Got on a protocol, feeling great now. He said the exact same thing happened to him years ago. Went in, cholesterol was like 220. Doctor flipped out. You got to go on statins immediately. He said within like a few weeks, completely killed his sex drive. Muscles were aching. Lost all strength in the gym. He finally stopped taking. So I'm not taking this crap. Because I felt great before I started statins. Now I feel like death every day. And I said, because what it does, cause muscle necrosis. Your muscles actually start dying and breaking down. It's unbelievably horrible for you. Statins were never designed again to be used as a drug to lower cholesterol in healthy individuals. They were for people that were morbidly obese with insane levels of cholesterol. They're almost in a deadly range because their blood fat was so high. And they would do it to get their cholesterol under a low amount before they basically had a heart attack. That's what statins were for originally.
In my book, Breakthrough Health, I actually list the top 10 drugs I suggest you don't use, and that's number one.
Yeah.
So this is number one.
Number one.
Oh, by the way, black dark eyes, is that a demonic manifestation?
You mean circles under your eyes?
No, I'm talking about the whites of your eyes turning black.
Well, I don't know about that. That's creepy. I thought it was like circles under your eyes. You probably need more vitamins. You need more sleep.
Oh, and I had a friend of mine. He said he went to this Hollywood star from the 80s, and basically he walked up and shook his hand, and his eyes turned black. They said that P. Diddy does that, too. His eyes turn black.
He got a sweetheart deal. You see that whole thing? You notice how that just disappeared, by the way?
What does he get? Are they going to put
like some probation.
he has too many videotapes.
That's exactly. He's a little Epstein boy.
Well, you know, but the crazy part about it is they're talking about black dark eyes as a demonic manifestation. And, you know, and then a lot of people now are going in, and I have a friend of mine who basically has a son who basically tattooed the whites of his eyes.
Oh, my gosh. That sounds horribly painful.
Yeah, and sometimes you lose your vision because.
Oh yeah, the eye is very sensitive area.
Don't do that, guys. But then they're saying some people basically can be, they can be the sign of demonic, interference. But you know, it's been interesting to me because you know people, it says here, they mentioned P. Diddy. It says one person is reported to have his eyes suddenly turned black is the hip hop artist P. Diddy. Diddy Combs, who is currently caught up in serious criminal charges. Now you're telling us he's got probation and sex trafficking and racketeering and civil lawsuits. You know, and so it's funny to me, not funny, it's just that when people's eyes start doing this, you got to ask yourself a question. You know, Ted Bundy, they said his eyes would go black.
Yeah.
He was a rapist from the 70s. You know, and it said that Ted Bundy admitted he felt like an entity had influenced him, especially when he was tense or was drunk. And it says drunkenness is a demonic door opener, and it's much easier for evil spirits to manipulate an intoxicated person. He also heard a secret voice call the entity that would speak to him about committing violence against women, which grew louder and louder throughout the years. The reason I bring this article up to you is not because I want to freak you out. It's that this is here's our reality, that our battle is not against flesh and blood.
Oh, I am sorry. They changed that on here. No, last week it got released. He is doing 50 months in federal penitentiary and 5 years of supervised probation release after he gets out.
Oh,
he is not a sweetheart deal. That was my mistake. I read that wrong.
He's got 4 years.
Yeah, he got 4 years and 5 years of supervised release, which means
anybody else had been in prison for life.
Oh, yeah. He's going to be in prison for 4 years.
He's P. Diddy.
It's going to be one of those.
Yeah. So anyhow, so keep your hearts and minds in Christ and realize that our battle is not against flesh and blood, but against these entities in these other dimensions. We cover that in detail on Angel Wars, which is at the top of the new website, if you guys want to pay attention to it. Let's watch it. And so just be really, really careful in who you associate and where you go and what you do. And be really careful not to get drunk. That's really, really important. They're talking about that in this article. And realize that we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. And always keep your hearts and minds in Jesus all the days of your life, because he can give you peace in all the areas of your life. And if you've got a problem with anxiety and a lot of other things that people are really suffering with nowadays, just remember, you plus God is a majority, no matter who else says anything against you. And always remember, just keep praying and keep praying for us. Thank you for your support. Thank you for helping us to stay in business. And thank you for
checking our new website.
Yeah, thanks for supporting us with a new website. We did it for you guys.
Yeah, we really did.
We weren't trying to be mean.
Try the vitamin C on sale right now if you want to try it for your first order on the site.
Unless you'd like to have bruises on your arms.
Oh, yeah, or skin that tears really.
Oh, mine's great.
Gosh. There's on this too. You also get points. Every time you place an order, you get points for how many dollars you spend, and then you can redeem them back for a huge discount. I already have everybody doing that all the time now. So there's a lot of benefits and perks. We did it for you. That doesn't benefit me at all. That's for you guys. So again,
that's true.
Thank you for the support. We're here to help you out. We're not leaving anybody behind. Contact us, email us, call us if you need any help with it. We're here to help you the best we possibly can. Appreciate the support. Thank you for the emails. Thank you for forwarding the show. That's a huge part, and giving us reviews. The reviews that I've been getting on here, please keep giving them out, because they're great for me to see, to get feedback on how you guys like products, and they're great for other customers to see how the product works for you guys and really gives everybody great feedback. So thank you guys for that. Have a blessed, safe, awesome night. We'll talk to you again on this show tomorrow, as always.
We love you guys.